Tim Catrone.
Hello, my friend Derek.
Hey, I need you to break down this quote you sent over. I need to break it down for me.
How awkward is that? Being asked to break down my pricing, dude. I've been asked that so many times, and there's a lot of reasons to ask that, and we can role play that out. But I've taken a lot of hours to put the pricing on my website where I know where how much materials is, how much labor is, including transportation, getting there and back. And I know my prices are dialed in. I need to charge what I charge. So why would somebody even consider asking me to break down my price? Like, are they questioning my integrity, whether I'm charging too much? And that's the first thing that I used to feel is like, they're thinking I'm ripping them off. And it's not a me thing. That's a me thing.
Yeah. It's your head trash. It's the 6 inches between your ears.
Totally. I'm going to lead you to the question, Derek. The question, Derek, is why would people even consider asking me to break down your price? Why would they ask you?
So I've asked that question. So the little word track we use for that is, that's an interesting question. What made you ask? Or what are you hoping to see? And sometimes people just want to see, like, I'm just curious to, like, what the actual materials are. Not necessarily the price, but just, I'm just like, what kind of materials are you using? And I think what happens is there's not enough conversation around this before you send the estimate out. There's not enough communication and clarity. It's mutual mystification that's going on. That's a lot of times why they're asking, because they just don't have a clue.
Yeah.
But then there is the people that do want it broke down because they may think that you're too expensive.
And then that's a them thing. So it's what you said. I mean, if you were to say, somebody said to you and you did not uncover all these things in the beginning of the conversation, it's like, hey, could you break down your pricing? What makes you ask? Now it's inquisitory, right? I'm saying, like, why would you, to ask it like that, the way you ask it and the delivery and the time you do it and what it sounds like? Yeah, I could do that. What were you hoping to see? It's not the same as, what do you want to see? It's not the same. It's totally different. A lot of times, like you said, they want to kind of get a breakdown exactly what we're using for materials. Let me give you, I want to share an experience I had with somebody who broke down pricing, which wasn't even asked, but it was given to me. I know I mentioned to you last week, I went out to eat. Do you remember that story?
Yeah.
Breakdown pricing. When you go to a restaurant, they break down things. They don't tell you how much the ingredients cost. They give you a price. My wife had a couple of margaritas because she does enjoy those when we go out, but they don't break down, hey, what kind of tequila it was, how many ounces, a price per ounce, how much was ice, and how much was whatever the mix or whatever in the salt and all that. They don't break that down. They don't do it. They'll have it on the invoice, the receipt, to say two or three margaritas. I had a burger. It says hamburger. But there's one thing I saw on a breakdown pricing on our menu, and I just can't let it go. And this is I think it's a me thing. I asked for ketchup for my hamburger, and it was a 25-cent charge on my slip.
Can't believe they did that.
For mustard. And guys, in listening, this is not a restaurant that I have gone once to. I'm a frequent flyer. Almost every Friday or Saturday night, we go out at a local restaurant and we have dinner there. And I maybe had a burger before, but I never asked for mustard. There's ketchup on the table, the salt, the sugar, but there's not mustard. And I says, yeah, I feel like some mustard tonight. And they brought a container out for me. When I saw that on my bill for 25 cents, and Derek, you know me, 25 cents doesn't mean nothing to me. I mean, no, it really doesn't. I'd have to fight. I would have to fight to find a quarter. I don't even know where I could find one.
What do they look like now?
I know. They must be awkward. So, but breaking down a pricing, what it does, if you break down your pricing, every screw or every nail or every shingle that you do on a job, it's not favorable for you. It just isn't.
No.
Why would somebody put that 25 cents on there? And when it causes an eyebrow to go up and kind of like, well, what else is going on here? Why would he want to charge 25 cents for a condiment?
It should just be included. It should add the 25 cents, but just if the burger's, you know, $4.75, make it $5.
That's it. That's it. Don't worry about it. Don't talk about it.
Yeah.
It's not worth talking about. It created a question in my mind. What as a business person, what would make somebody want to charge? First of all, not have mustard on the table. Why would he have to charge? Are there people like stealing this stuff and selling a black market with the baby formula and stuff like that? What is he thinking? So breaking down the pricing, asking for it up front. Yeah. The thing that, and if you were to walk into that question, Derek, and you're saying, well, what are you hoping to see? They'll say, I just kind of want to see, you know, how much you're making on it. And we're gonna, I'm gonna let the cat out of the bag as a coach, right? I'm gonna offer that up here. When sure. people ask me, Tim, how much of that is labor and how much is it for materials? And here's what I lay on them. Hey, look, you seem like a pretty smart person. You're good with numbers? Yeah. They usually say, yeah, because they don't want to admit they don't know anything how to run numbers. Most people don't. They always say, here's what I do. What I work on is a 50% gross profit margin. That means whatever I take, I half of what I do is for labor and the other half is for materials. Out of that 50% gross profit margin, about 25%, maybe 27%, that goes to my expenses, my overhead, paying the guys and all that. If I'm lucky, at the end of everything, I'm running 23 to 27%. That's what I get to keep.
That's a lot of money, Tim.
It is.
Every year when Mile High Profit Summit is over, we get dozens and dozens of messages and social media posts, and we get tagged where people say, man, I didn't know it was happening. Man, I should have gone. I dragged my feet and then the tickets were gone. Whatever it is, guys, don't let this be you. Take action right now. Surround yourself with other FWs who are working on their business. They're working on themselves. They're building a strong personal life, a strong home life, and a strong business. You become who you hang with. Hit the link. Get your ass to Mile High Profit Summit.
See, that's perfect. That's all you have. You don't have to defend it. You just agree. Yes, it is.
I've never, ever lost a job or got kickback on that, ever. It's the truth, Derek.
Sometimes you got to tell them. Sometimes you got to tell them.
Do I tell them I'm taking everything I get and I'm doubling it? No. Why would I? It's telling them I'm charging 25 cents for ketchup or mustard, rather. Just tell them the general numbers. And it is the truth. Don't be afraid to charge what you have to charge. But if you're going to break down every nickel and dime that you're charging, it's not going to be favorable. This story that I'm telling about the mustard is not going away. I brought it up at a family gathering for people who have worked for this restaurant. Hey, look at my receipt. Is this crazy? And it's like, they couldn't believe it. It's like, why would you put yourself in that situation? But yet contractors are doing that. Don't break down your pricing and don't be afraid of talking about what it costs. If they ask.
Tim, what do you do when someone wants to see the price breakdown because they want to, they know they can get a better deal on the material and they got a buddy, they got some sort of thing. So that's why they want to see it, because they can get a better deal and they want to purchase it.
Yeah. I know what I have to make for labor, Derek. I just take my money and labor. If they were in the real world, Derek, if they wanted to supply the raw materials, which I'm cool with, I would say, hey, look, how about if I give you a list of all of my materials, all the item numbers and serial numbers, or, you know, the UPC numbers, you just get those, but they all have to be here on site.
Mm-hmm. Exactly where you want them.
Yeah, you just stage spot. Them. And, yep, that's it. And they have to be in that condition. They're right here. I'm in the service business, Derek. I don't care if I make my money off labor. All my overhead is in my labor.
Yep.
Some people put it in their materials. I don't. So whether they supply it or I supply it, but they're going to use the products that I feel comfortable using. Because I'm a certified aquascape contractor. I'm sworn to use their products, so I use their products. Whether the people decide they can buy it from Amazon or from another store, go ahead. I don't care. I'm gonna build this for you with the products that I choose. Do you feel this people getting kickback? You think this customer's asking people differently?
Here's what I think's happening. Because I mean, I don't remember the last time somebody asked me to do that. I don't. Like, it rarely does. It used to come up a lot because I was just ignorant to a lot of the ways and I didn't know how to communicate. And I definitely didn't know the five steps of the Shinfu. And once I got better at this and trained the art of sales and how to communicate with someone and have a spirit of the conversation and make them feel important, and the website, every possible way you can figure out what things cost, you eliminate all those things. So what's happening is a lot of contractors have just not set themselves up for success in this area. And that's what you have to do. If you want to avoid this stuff, you have to prepare yourself. It's another arrow in the quiver. And if you get pushback, you just have to use the right open-ended questions for the objection handling, and then you'll walk right through it. But that's why we train. That's why we practice. And that's why we do this stuff religiously over and over and over. I mean, candidly, that's why we're sharing this podcast, is to keep you guys from getting backed into a corner and not have to break down your pricing.
What you said was that you don't get that question that often. And
no.
There was a time in the beginning, Derek, I did get that question, but when I'm prepared, it just never happens. I don't get that question either anymore. But I know if I have that answer or if I have that tool, like his tool, like an arrow in your quiver, I don't need it. And you know, I used to think, you know, people who do martial arts, they saying you have martial arts or you carry a gun so you never have to use it, right? If you have it, you'll never use it. It's like, this is like this. Yeah. We're prepared for battle. We don't have to go to war because we're armed. People know it, that you carry yourself differently. It's just, this is what the prices are.
I like that. They know it.
They know it. Yeah, but you know, it isn't like you have that swagger about you. It's like they know they're talking to a freaking professional.
Whoa. There's a podcast right there.
Well, ooh. Carrying with swagger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the swagger and the confidence.
Yeah.
Hang on to that one.
All right. Well, stay tuned for that one. That'll be coming shortly.
Yes, it will.
Derek, well, cool. We show.
I mean, just yeah. Just don't break it down. Just don't break it down. And if you don't, just use the little word track. What are you hoping to see? Because they might tell you exactly what it is, and you might just be willing to do it, and you might just be might just get that job if you do. And that's another one. If I do this for you, does that mean I get the job?
Yeah. All right. That's good stuff, Derek. Guys, try that. Send some feedback. We'd like to know, is this stuff working for you? Because I know it works well for me and has worked well for you, Derek.
Yes,
we'll see you later, brother.